Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And wherever you are on planet Earth, listening on the simulcast, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. Not just our broadcast customers in North America, but folks listening on to our simulcast all around the world. We're glad you're here. And I know one of the reasons you're here, because you heard Dave Anderson's going to be back on the show. That's right. And I know I'd cross mountains in the valleys to get to hear Dave Anderson. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the top of them here in my studio. How to Deal with Difficult Customers, Up Your Business, the TKO Hiring Series, TKO Hiring, TKO Management, still one of my favorites, How to Run Your Business by the Book. And he's one of our great Small Business Brain Trust members. Dave Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. Dave, ladies and gentlemen, he's a true world-class leader. And people like Dave are, when they talk about leadership, I listen. And I know you feel the same way. But Dave, you got a little bit of a different angle you want to hit us with today. Talk to us about it.
Well, I do, Jim. You know, I speak a lot, about 120 times a year in 16 countries so far. And everybody wants to talk about growing their business, which is important. Growth is good. But nobody, it seems, wants to talk about health. And without a healthy business, you just don't grow. And then there's even a degree beyond health called fitness, because you can be healthy and still not be fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're healthy, then
that's
you become
me. That's
fit.
That's me, Dave. I'm healthy, but I'm not fit.
Well, you're a lot
I'm
of
serious.
Us are healthy, but not fit.
I'm serious. I don't take any pills. I'm completely, I'm pretty healthy as far as I know, but I'm not in good shape.
Well, you know, if you look up the word health, it means free from disease or injury. Okay, so you can have a business that's making money, that's successful, there's no major disease or injury in your business, and that can get you good, all right, and that's good, and you want to sustain that health for sure, but that's different than being fit. I think in order to become a great business, whether you're selling donuts or shoes, you've got to become fit. And so if you look at the difference, fitness means in good health, especially because of regular physical exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are regular physical exercises we need to do in our business to move from just being healthy to being fit, you know, to really take it up there to that next level. And it depends on your business, whether it's following up, whether it's training your people, whether it's finding ways to create consistently wow customer experiences. But fitness should be the word in business more than growth, because if you're fit, you'll continue to grow.
Well, there is an energy thing involved when you're operating a business, especially if you're a small business owner. If you don't have energy, if there's one thing that God blessed me with, it's energy. And my wife says somebody's walking around out there without any, because I must have theirs. But
right.
But you do have to have it. I mean, if you're gonna do the work that it requires to be a small business owner, if you're not an energetic person, if you're not somebody who likes to roll out of bed and go get it, you're probably not gonna make it. What do you think, Dave?
Well, you're right, Jim. And energy is one of the things I talk about in my classes, because I talk about hiring people, you know, with energy. And if you look up what it really means, it's not just physical. It's the, you know, you look at energy, and it's
mm-hmm.
the strength and vitality required.
Spiritual energy.
Yeah, the strength and vitality required for sustained
mm-hmm.
physical and mental activity.
Sustainability, that's a big deal.
Well, you got to have the mental. You got to have the mental energy too, because some people have physical energy. They're burned out.
Don't you think that's a lot of energy? Where energy comes from is not so much not just the muscles, but from the spirit.
Well, I think that's where it should come from. I think it's where it does come from, and with the most successful people, that's where it will come from. Because you know, you can have passion for something, but if you don't have energy to really employ it and stick with it and make it go, then you're going to have one thing fizzle after the other. So energy is just a non-negotiable
mm-hmm.
for an individual. And a company has to exude energy. A culture has to exude energy, but you don't get that if you don't have energized people
and
working
some of
there.
Some of this you can get from just physical activity. Some of it, though, you've got to get your personality. You may have a personality issue, but some of it might be because you've allowed your spirit to get sick.
Well, that's true.
You and I have known people like that, Dave. And,
well, you have, and there you
and
have
you can
a,
fix that. You can
a,
fix
a,
that.
You know, we do. I know, but there you have a different health issue. You know where you, how much health, how much energy do you have in an organism that's not healthy? And so there's so many relations, you know, things you can relate between the personal and the business life, whether it's health,
right.
growth,
right.
you know, energy, or fitness.
Dave, and hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and get Dave to share some more ideas on health, fitness, and energy. And by the way, when I said I was healthy earlier, notice I didn't mention anything about mental health. We won't go there. 10:20 till, I am Jim Blasingame. Right back with Dave Anderson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.